Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you. Yes, you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, I'm bringing the inspiration of, like, it's one of my all-time favorite quotes. For years, I've like followed or read certain quotes. I've had multiple ones. I send them on to charity shops, but these books of inspiring quotes. There's certain passages that other human beings have written, and they drop me and my nervous system into a certain place. I find that there's great value in that. One of my favorite ones is by this old Scottish mountaineer, William Hutchinson Murray. He wrote what are some of the most powerful words about commitment that I have ever read. I love them to the depths of my being, and I find it so crucially important for us husbands to touch base with our relationship with commitment. One thing I'd put forward here is, like, I find a lot of guys that I speak with, I know myself, first 12 years of marriage and a few more after that, and probably if I'm really honest, like on a daily basis, like, I definitely mentally thought I was infinitely more committed than I actually was for the first 12 years. Up to like present day, it's like, I like to think I'm totally committed, but, you know, on a real moment-to-moment basis, I know there's a part of my nervous system that is resistant to the now, is resistant to my wife, is resistant to doing what's necessary. Like, it's a deep spiritual practice to be fully aware, to be fully present with the five pillars of presence, to recognize, okay, there's a resistance there. Have the humility, own it, release, relax, and come more present. That's a deep commitment. But the embodied commitment, you know, is it 100%? I definitely say, like, lead with, it's a deep spiritual practice to remain aware and, like, keep locked in that 100% committed state of embodied commitment. I know myself, definitely first 12 years of marriage, and hence my wife nearly drop kicked me out the door. I had a vastly overestimated opinion of my state of commitment. I thought I was really committed. I really did. It's been my observation and deep conversation with powerful men, deep coaching, discovery calls, men's circles, etc. It's like many husbands I've been speaking with, and speaking with more every single week, that there's this vast overestimation of guys in where they think they are at with commitment. What I'd say here is commitment does not mean that a ring on the finger is not like, oh, I'm committed. There's this underlying background sort of, I've spoken about entitlement before, but there is this subconscious sort of thing. It's like, I did the job, you know, it's like I committed, you know, like I went to the, whatever it is, the spiritual, you know, wedding or in the church, or you did your style, other places, whatever. I'm committed. I have the ring on the finger, you know, till death do us part. That's commitment. And it's sort of like an oversimplified masculine rational minded perspective of it. It's like, I committed, you know, I signed the dotted line, maybe literally signed the line. That's like, how much more commitment do you want? It's like, it's a contract. We have this beautifully naive mental capacity to go, I've done it. You know, I've ringing a finger. I signed on the dotted line. I said the words, I get up out of bed every morning with you, I do the daily dance on a daily basis, and you can't say it about me, baby. Maybe some of you have had moments when maybe you needed a break, and that's okay too, but, you know, it's like, my commitment is getting up with you, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to be in bed again with you tonight, you know, there's commitment, I'm showing up. You know, I'm doing my 10 out of 10 best as a husband, as a lover, as a father, as a provider, as a protector, blah, 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 all of these things. I'm committed. Now, before we jump into William Hutchinson's Murray stuff, it's like, yeah, fuck yeah. I honor the 10 out of 10 part of you that you believe and that you're at 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 with where you're currently at ain't full commitment. I'm going to read the quote now and I'm going to go deep dive into this. And with full humility, it's like, again, it's this, I personally overestimated like my own levels of commitment, and hence my wife's nervous system was giving me feedback, was mirroring back where my commitment actually was. I put that as an underlying marriage philosophical perspective that will serve you profoundly, because it rips arrogance, it rips blaming out, it rips shifting your responsibility onto your wife, which is essential. True leadership is extreme ownership of your 100%, and you accept that as the creative, you know, as the creator of your life's experience. If your marriage is showing up pretty shit, not ideal, I mean, that's on you. You go back to your ownership of your thinking, your talking, your taking action. That's true commitment. Putting it all in yourself. Let's jump into this quote and we'll unpack it. We'll just join me on this spiritual ride through inspiration of men that have been through epic shit. The quote from William Hutchinson Murray goes like this. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. But the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issue from the decision, raising in one's favour all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings and material assistance which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. End quote. There's so much in this, guys. And it's like, I'd invite you, I challenge you to bring a beginner's mindset to this. Honoring that part of you that you feel you've been doing your 10 out of 10 best, I would say, hey, I believe that you have been doing your 10 out of 10 best. I believe every man in marriage does his 10 out of 10 best. However, a little bit of context, the 10 out of 10 best with a supremely limited toolbox, you know, emotional, psychological, marital, deep intimacy, relationship toolbox available to you, that isn't actually an embodiment of deep commitment. I'm doing my absolute best with the shitty little ineffective toolbox that my dad and the lineage of men in my masculine lineage gifted me. I'm doing my best. And I know a good few of you, you're listening to this podcast, you've listened, you've read books, you might have done a little bit of coaching, a little bit of therapy and all the rest, and you sort of go, I'm not, like, I don't have just a small toolbox, I've added to it, and it's still shit, and it's still her fault. She's not meeting me where I'm at. That ain't commitment, by the way. If any part of you is blaming your woman, I would challenge you to take on, to have the courage to take on the perspective. That is not commitment. If you're blaming your woman, if you're blaming your life, that is not commitment. Think of the likes of, you know, where this guy comes from. William Hutchinson Murray, Scottish mountaineer. I actually don't know the background. Maybe in my ignorance, I should have prepared a little bit to know a bit more about the dude. But I mean, if he has brought this type of wisdom forward, and if he's being quoted, I'm going to just make the assumption that he was a bit of a fucking badass. I've done Scottish winter climbing, and a lot of these guys, like, I'm imagining he's from the past. It's like, you know, it's extraordinary the challenges that they met and that they've overcome. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Like, what he's actually saying here, when I put this through the lens, the filter of my nervous system, of what I speak to within the culture here, the Be the Husband She Brags About, and what works so potently in marriage transformation. Again, just a reminder, that's everything that I speak to is like, I'm coming from perspectives that work in marriage transformation. Like, what William is saying is, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. And what is judgment and blame in marriage? Only hesitancy. We blame our wives, and I'd say also shame. We shame ourselves. That's hesitancy. There's the chance, there's the opportunity to draw back. It's like, hey, you know, I was going to transform our sex life, or I was game ball to transform our marriage and, like, you know, to make things better. But when I spoke to her, she wouldn't open up. She is closing me down. She is rejecting. She doesn't want to talk about it. Guys, that's hesitancy. You're hesitating moving forward with the conversation. You're hesitating finding a more tactful way of communicating your heart, your desire with her. You are, like, the chance to draw back. You're drawing back into judgment. Hey, I've done my 10 out of 10 best, but she's not meeting me there. It's like this arrogant, you know, I've had the conversation with her multiple times. She doesn't want to meet me there. So I'm here. Look at me. 10 out of 10. I'm this inspirational husband, heart on the line, wearing my heart in the sleeve. And I'm, like, trying to inspire her to the promised land. Come with me, woman, to the future, as I simultaneously blame you and judge you for closing your heart in the conversations I've been bringing on this topic. WTF. I mean, there's hesitancy and the chance to draw back. We clothe ourselves with this, you know, chance of drawing back from the heat of what, you know, the mountain to William, what the challenge of the mountain and all of these expeditions that William Hutchinson Murray would have come to and overcome. You know, the hesitancy, the chance to draw back was there, to blame the mountain, to blame the lack of equipment he had, to blame the Sherpa that didn't do the thing, to blame the lack of financial resources, to blame. What he's saying is, until one is committed, all of that bullshit will constantly come up. And I'm calling it bullshit because it's boyish. It's the boy in us that is like, I'm hesitating, because why? There's fears of rejection. There's fears of, I might actually find myself unable to overcome this challenge. You're put in the face, when you commit, you're put in the face of your inner demons, of your incapacities at that point. And that's why we don't commit. The fear of finding our deepest dragons are too hard to overcome, and hence the escape door to, well, you know, I won't face that this is proof and evidence of my incapability to communicate with my wife, my incapability to actually show up sexually confident. You know, I'll blame her for rejecting me. I'll blame her for, you know, being afraid of when I initiate. I blame her, blah, 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 blah. And guys, I've done it for years. Again, I own. It's a high charge. It's as difficult, if one could argue, even more difficult than mountaineering, to meet the wounds, the trauma, intergenerational trauma handed down, the wounds of your wife with the intergenerational trauma handed down in your nervous system. With the trauma emotionally, psychologically you've experienced, and to show up in deep intimate relationship, it's exceptionally challenging. But that's why I'm talking about commitment, because to the height of the challenge that it is spiritually, like, I know, touch base with yourselves, is it true that every single one of you in your individual experience, and yes, approach this, stop passively listening, actually actively engage psychologically right now, like you're in a room, powerful guys, we're doing this like 5-day retreat, and I'm asking you right now, you know, in front of all the guys, you've got to respond. You know, I'm asking you individually to touch base in your own nervous system, in your own mind, and your own life experience as a husband. Are you finding that marriage is like the Bahamut? It's like the Godzilla of all spiritual practices, to show up with the courage and the humility to do this job in a way that you completely own your shit, and you have the level of spiritual love and acceptance of yourself and your wife that you just zero blame, zero shame, you're just claiming full extreme ownership. That's exceptionally challenging. Every man in the room, if you did this completely and you got really true with yourself and you got humble and you came from and you met me there, you're saying, yes, it's a bloody big challenge. It's an exceptional challenge. I, in my experience, but I find when I speak this to guys live, one-on-one, in group, most guys will say, it's the biggest challenge I've ever experienced in my life. Hence, I get stuck in same shit different day, or hence it's just getting worse and worse, and hence I don't know how to make it better. Or, you know, some guys, yeah, I've brought about certain improvements, but God, the next level, it just seems so elusive. It's like, I don't know how to get there. It's an extraordinary challenge. But with any extraordinary challenge, this is the genius in what William Hutchinson Murray is saying. When you set an extraordinary challenge before you, you have this incredible vision. A vision that is worth committing to. Until one is committed, there's hesitancy and a chance to draw back. And that just doesn't work. Because your woman needs to feel that you are radically committed. That your nervous system is locked in. You're committed for the long haul. You're committed for any conversation. You're there. You know, if you think about the mountaineer, like the mountaineer goes and like a lot of these great mountaineers, they were putting up new routes. What that means in mountaineering, if you don't know, it's like a new route is like a route that has not been climbed before. There's no guidebook saying, hey, this is like the five pitches, the five portions of this climb. The most difficult part of pitch one is there, the crux, what they call it, of the climb. It's in the first section or the last section of pitch two, blah, 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 blah. There's no guideline. There's no grading. There's no, hey, this is the exact grading. Like, you know, there's your skill level. You can sort of touch base and pick the appropriate route. And, you know, there's none. You don't know what's coming. So to have the courage and the commitment that you will not draw back, you will do whatever is necessary to make it over any obstacle in your way. You will use every single thought in your mind, thinking, talking, and taking action, the three creative tools plus the underlying part of that commitment, the energy and emotion of commitment, of tenacious default courage to fuel your thinking, your talking, your taking action. That's commitment, guys. When your entire nervous system is locked in, I'm punching my hands here very naturally. It's like, boom, the commitment that your entire nervous system, every single neuron is locked in on. It's like an absolute default commitment that every single emotional emerging rising is going to be to support your thinking. You're thinking, you're not going to go to blame, shame. It's just absolute claim of full radical ownership. What do I need to do now? What do I need to speak if there's team members there? If it's your wife there, you know, it's like, what do I need to speak to get myself and to get my wife to point B, to like the peak of the mountain? What is the challenge that you need to meet in like that piece, that part of the climb for William Hutchinson Murray? That could be a conversation or a series of conversations with your woman to generate a new reality, a new loop of reality where, hey, your sex life is back on. You've been stagnant for months or years. You've done whatever was necessary to bring it back on. That's a bloody mountain climb and a half to do that. To get your, you know, there's been cheating, there's been, like, there's forgiveness needed, there's tons of resentment in one or both nervous systems. Normally it's both. To do whatever is necessary to bring that out, to speak the unspoken and get both nervous systems, both hearts back online, where it's like, okay, we're back together. We're feeling light. We're feeling frisky. We're feeling we've processed what needed to be processed. We're back on. Deeply inspired, 10 out of 10. that takes immense commitment. Also, like what Murray is speaking here is, you know, all sorts of things occur to help that would never otherwise have occurred. If you commit all in with this level of commitment, you can't imagine the type of forgiveness that will come from your wife. You can't imagine the type of expression that will truly come from your wife when she sees. It's like, this dude, like, he's not blaming me. He's totally safe. He's, like, repeatedly, passionately curious to know more about what my perspective. I'm feeling seen. I'm feeling heard. I'm feeling safe. Because why? His commitment is so, he's so unstoppably committed to generating, I say birthing and generating, want to bring generosity as a spiritual practice into this movement, to he's being so generous with me, with his open-hearted love and acceptance, I feel by default safe. You have no idea the type of things that will occur that would never have otherwise occurred if you weren't committed. You have no idea the unfathomable depths of spiritual power that your woman has. But one of the main reasons why our women, why our divine queens and goddesses do not meet us where we, you know, grumpily say, we judgmentally say, we say it from a chin up perspective and communication, because, hey, it's like, it's a real tough and vulnerable challenge to really reveal our hearts. So when we speak to certain things, 99.9% of the time, that's why our communication gets so ineffective and she doesn't follow us there and we feel rejected and we feel battered and bruised at all. But I've tried to speak to that. I've heard that from so many guys. And I've tried to speak to certain things to my queen to no avail. It's because her nervous system, her intuition, her feminine guidance is like, I'm not feeling the commitment. He's not committed. So if he's not committed, like if he's going to draw back and get hesitant and back off when I bring my full heat, he's not committed. So they don't bring their full heat. They start protecting their heart and we get in the same shit different day. Guys, fundamentally, it all comes from not being fully committed. I really want you to get this and like get to the heroic point of humility of, you know, just humble, being humble within yourself, having the courage to admit, yeah, actually, I haven't actually been committed to this level. You know, if you get really real, have my thinking, my talking, my taking action, and my emotional state, have I been lining everything up to optimize every single one of those creative tools, my thinking, my talking, my taking action, and my emotional state underneath to support me transforming my marriage? If that is commitment, I'm saying I obsess about this shit. Like, yeah, I'm lining everything up, but do I have like an absolute 10 out of 10 level of commitment every single day? I don't. So if I don't, and I'm doing this podcast, I'm coaching guys, and I'm reading on it, and I'm doing this practice, and like my marriage is infinitely better than what it was. Guys, like honestly speaking, hey, the hero in you, the spiritual practitioner in you, the default is, yeah, I'm not at 100% commitment. The real radical honest answer, if you're experiencing a lot of struggle, my honest answer when I look back at my 12 years and like getting to the point where my wife wanted to pack my bags or her bags and fall in love with another dude and et cetera, et cetera. She was feeling such a depth of hopelessness that it's like, Mark's a good guy. He ticks the boxes, but there was a major but. Guys, I wasn't committed. I thought I was committed, but I wasn't committed. To the level that the likes of a badass mountaineer, you know, you sit in his presence or the presence of an elder. I've had elders on, Dewey Freeman, Four Arrows, different guys. Think back of older elders, I suppose. Robert Glover, no more Mr. Nice Guy, elder type energy. He's been there, done that, seen, deeply committed to projects and relationships. They'd strip through you. They'd be like, dude, you're not committed. You're speaking a big talk about commitment, but I've listened to you for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Even after 60 seconds, they're like, they're already, their nervous system knows when a man has embodied commitment or not. The truth is, if you're experiencing struggle in marriage, your wife's nervous system is reflecting back to you many things, but one of the clearest things she's reflecting back to you is if her heart is closed to you, you have not embodied commitment fully. End of story. If you don't like that, find a different mediocre style relationship podcast where it's easier and to talk and laugh about having fucking martinis and drinks every night and sleeping in and lounging and laugh about, oh, just we lounged and looked at Netflix and yeah, we just laugh about this whole mediocrity. Guys, all of those can be a part of it, but there's plenty of other podcasts out there where, you know, they sort of talk about it, but they engender a radical acceptance of mediocre type modern behaviors as part and parcel of the whole thing, and why they have such a following is so many people feel warm and fuzzy that mediocrity is so accepted in the culture of what's been shared here. And yeah, they add in a couple of, if you do this in conversation and if you sort of spice up your sex life and if you do date night and it's all nice and it's all good, hey, you might move the needle in your marriage. You probably would if you hang around it enough, because there's enough humor and there's enough feel-good fucking shit going on. Bottom line is, though, to reach the depths of your masculine power in life and find that you are emptying, that you can, hand on heart, start from today knowing that, you know, you can meet death knowing that I came, I saw, I conquered, I emptied my fullest spiritual music, my radical authentic heart in my marriage, in my individual life, in my parenting, in my whole life expression as a man. Your masculine core needs to start looking and taking a real put it under the microscope of spiritual humility and start going, I ain't fucking anywhere near committed. If the evidence is that your wife's nervous system is like, same shit, different day, she's giving kickback, she's not meeting you, she's not opening your heart, dude, that is like spiritual evidence, direct, black and white, you're not committed. You're not nearly as committed as you feel you are. Eat humble pie. I've had to do it so many times. That's why I can call you out like this. I've had to eat humble pie in front of guys that have coached me fearlessly, guys in men's work. It's been years doing this. Humble pie in front of my queen, starting to learn, going, actually, her feedback is more valid than my feedback in a moment. If I'm there saying, yeah, but I'm committed and you're not committed, I've been in conversations like that, and she's like, you're not. Her feedback is more valid. Because if I'm chin up mentally saying, you know, oh, look at me on the pedestal and it's what you're not doing, I'm not committed. I've been practicing this for years. I practice with my daughters. I practice it imperfectly. But I say, start with the base and have it that your wife's nervous system is a mirror of many things, but definitely your embodiment of commitment. Repeatedly doing the same things over and expecting a different result is not commitment. That's sort of an idea of, oh, I'm 10 out of 10, I'm using the same toolbox. Guys, it's not commitment. If you look at I've done an episode on this before, but again, commitment, a deeply committed person like William Hutchinson Murray, you know, all of these things raises in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. A whole stream of events issue from the decision to commit all in. Everything is backed in your favor, guys, when you're totally committed. Why? Because in marriage transformation, that's the topic that we're talking about, commitment here, in you desire marriage transformation, truly desire it. You're not just, like a lot of guys say they're committed to marriage, but it's like all their nervous system is regurgitating is what they don't want. They're repeatedly going, oh, it's like it's the same shit, different day, and what their wife is not doing and the sex they're not having. And it's like, oh, but I'm really committed, but she's not meeting me there. No, actually, mechanistically, your nervous system is more in touch on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis, with what you don't want. A truly committed person has a vision. They lock in on that vision. The mountaineer locks in with the vision of, I'm up at the top and I'm up at the top. Actually, the ultimate vision is I've been to the top and I've got back down home safely. You know, you do it safely. But what that takes from the science of hope is you have a vision. A vision is not enough. A commitment to the vision is not enough. infinite pathways. This is a reminder of wisdom before. The mountaineer, the person that is completely committed, the man that transforms his marriage, he remains open to, it's necessary to consider, to remain open, to have the openness of mind and heart to consider all infinite pathways, the infinite pathways that exist in the universe. I will not stop. The committed man in marriage transformation, I'm not going to stop. Ever. I'm going to transform this woman. I'm going to liberate love in myself and my woman. Connection, deep connection, open-hearted connection is the only reality. But I'm not just going to keep fucking insanely using the only two relationship tools available. I'm not going to pretend to completely transform my sexual life, which I'm so unhappy with, and my wife is unhappy with the, oh, I do a doggy style. It's the only fucking tool I have. And I'm just going to, like, not upgrade any of my skills, any of my approaches in lovemaking. I'm going to inspire her to getting back into bed with me when she inherently knows it's just same shit, different day. He's talking to talk, but, like, fuck, that just wasn't enjoyable before. No, commitment is infinite pathways. It's like, okay, there's the episodes of this. If it's sexual transformation that you're really desiring and you want, that's like a major struggle for you, go back and there's episodes there. Pick out. There's Taylor Johnson. There's Justin Patrick Pierce. There's Kevin Oros. Go back to those guys. Like, get there. Reach out for teachings. Follow those guys specific to their teachings on YouTube. Get coaching. Do their courses. You know, that's the infinite pathways. There's never been more pathways available to you guys to transform your marriage or to transform any aspect of your being. So there are no excuses. The trainings, the teachings, the books, the podcasts, the resources, the teachings are available. But if you end up in same shit, different day, pretending that you're committed, but you're not seeking infinite pathways, you're not like the salmon going up the stream that is just like, it will not stop. It just keeps going, just keeps looking, and it will not stop until it gets to that point where it gets to fulfill its life's purpose and end the cycle and support the procreation, the laying of eggs, etc., etc. It's like, they're committed. Your wife's nervous system, is she showing you hardness? It's because you ain't being committed and you're not looking at infinite pathways. So lock in on the vision, be unstoppable in finding infinite pathways and start taking 100% extreme ownership. What am I not owning here? That's commitment. That's the William Hutchison Murray. That's when you go and embody commitment like that. Again, I'm punching my hands here. I'm just feeling this power. Because I know, guys, when I committed, when breakdown, breakthrough moment in my life, I bring this back. There's new guys listening in. But a reminder to you guys, I speak from embodiment of my marriage going like sensationally well. There are definite struggles and challenges that I still have, and with changing life, changing work, changing expansion, girls getting older, new radical authenticities and truths coming through, and my wife and myself having to adapt and evolve our nervous system to be open to those new parts. It's an immense challenge, but it's infinitely better. My enthusiasm and my passion here is, it truly, I look back and go, in the early days of transforming, turning my marriage around, I had to get very real and start realizing I really was not committed. And when I started learning what commitment really looks like and feels like, and my woman, if she was here now, she'd be like, yeah, he was not committed at all. Now I know he's committed. She has phenomenal wounds of abandonment. Parents divorced, separation divorce was rampant in her family, deep trauma and sexual abuse, etc., etc. I don't say this to impress or to play, to beat the drum of victimhood, but to say her nervous system feels safer and safer and safer because she now knows how committed I truly am. I'm not speaking it. I'm embodying it. So no matter what you're facing in your woman, if her nervous system is not feeling you're trustworthy, a lack of perceived commitment, and take her nervous system as a mirror of truth. Your mental stance or opinion counts for nothing, really. Because if she's not feeling that incessant, maximum, kingly ownership, an unstoppable capacity that you keep having the conversations, and she sees this embodied willingness of, man, he's truly trying new things. He is, I feel that there's progress every time. He has been as ignorant as fuck. Man, I was as ignorant as fuck. He didn't have much tools. Yeah, his childhood, but he is incessantly trying new things. Every new conversation that he keeps coming back to, and he keeps leading, and he keeps saying, baby, hey, we didn't get to full completion. I want to have another conversation with you. She feels, it's like, it's different. He's applying something different. It's different. I feel a bit better. I feel there's progress here. He's unstoppably committed. He's transforming. He's getting better. And there's less and less because of full commitment. Trying new ideas is one thing, but she is completely safe because he is trying new ideas, but with radical ownership of it's all in him. He's not blaming me anymore. Oh, I feel more safe. He's more curious about me. He really wants to do this. And over the days and the weeks and the months and the years ahead, it's incessant. He is so committed because he's constantly improving, showing progress, A to B progress, getting better as a man, as a communicator, as a lover, nudges at a time. She doesn't want quantum leaps. She doesn't want heroics, but the heroics is in the mundane little changes, but often. And he's more present with me. He's embodying radical commitment. I feel so safe. I want to fucking join him on this journey. My entire nervous system as a female, as a woman, as his wife, I want to. I'm yearning. I'm actually totally inspired. He is so committed. I can feel safe. I know I'm safe. He's never going to abandon me or our marriage or our union. He is on fucking fire. He's a committed king. From there, guys, you will find that the truth of what William Hutchinson Murray says, that only when one is committed, there's hesitancy and a chance to draw back. When you rip hesitancy and the chance to draw back away from your reality, you are committed. The moment one definitely commits oneself, Providence moves in. You will find that Providence moves in and encircles and marinates every single experience in your marriage. You will find, as William said, all sorts of things occur to help you that otherwise would not have occurred to help you transform your marriage and your woman's heart and your heart and coming into union. A whole stream of events issue from the decision, raising in one's favour all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings and material assistance which no one could have dreamed would have come your way to transform your marriage and make that journey feel like a joyous game. That every day, every conversation, every experience just nudges a little bit more of an opening. Because why? Commitment unlocks it all. I could not wish for anything more to be embodied within your nervous system, your masculine soul, to unleash your fullest power as the marriage transforming force of your relationship than you to take it on board now and lock in and go, I am committed, completely committed. I will not hold back. And from there, guys, from there, she will melt into bliss. It mightn't be today, it mightn't be tomorrow. It has taken me a number of years to get to like deepening points, but that is available to you, but only true, radical, masculine, extreme, embodied commitment. That's what she's yearning. That's what she's waiting for. If you show up from there, you will see the miracle unfold in front of you as the marriage transforming hero that you are. In total perfect alignment with the purpose of this movement, better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful, fully committed, kingly day. And before you go, kingly brothers, I'm so happy to let you know that Heroic Husbands Men's Circles waiting list is now live. Online meetings supporting you up level to hero husband status. Go from fearing your best will never be good enough to becoming the competent and confident husband she brags about. Save years of needless guesswork and confidence eroding disconnection. Click on the link in the podcast description to take your first simple step to becoming the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. Check it out now.